Radio Prague News.
The Senate has passed an amendment abolishing lifelong immunity from prosecution for lawmakers and constitutional court judges. An Austrian court has sent a former Czech police officer to 4 years in prison for a series of robberies. And an upcoming strike of Lufthansa employees will result in cancellations of flights to and from Prague. The Senate has approved an amendment that abolishes lifelong immunity from prosecution for lawmakers and constitutional court judges, who will now have immunity only during their time in office. The opposition-controlled Senate gave the long-awaited amendment more than the necessary three-fifths majority, though some Civic Democratic senators argued that the new law is not strict enough. They suggested the immunity should only apply to lawmakers' statements in Parliament. Since this is a constitutional amendment, it cannot be vetoed by the President. The Prague 9 District Court acquitted the Social Democratic Prague councilman Karel Březina, who was accused of withholding information about his place on the board of companies which were in bankruptcy proceedings while joining the supervisory board of Prague's public transit company, which constitutes fraud under Czech law. The district court ruled, though, that Mr. Březina did not intentionally commit a crime. The prosecution immediately appealed the verdict. Mr. Březina was deputy to the mayor until 2011, when the coalition city government of the Civic Democrats and Top 09 was formed. In the same year, he was acquitted on fraud charges for the first time. An Austrian court found a former Czech police officer guilty of a series of robberies and attempted robberies that he committed in Austria and Germany after leaving the police force in 2011. The Austrian news agency APA reported that the 42-year-old confessed to robbing or attempting to rob gas stations and banks in Linz and the German city of Chemnitz. The man was given a 4-year prison sentence. An amendment that introduces liquor licenses in the Czech Republic passed through the lower house of parliament without changes in the first reading. The amendment will now be assessed by the Commerce Committee, which will return it to the deputies. The Czech Confederation of Commerce and Tourism said that the amendment is not strict enough, allowing any business owner to acquire the liquor license without checking their financial and business standing. Gazprom Germania, a subsidiary of Russia's natural gas giant Gazprom and MND, which is part of the KKCG group belonging to Czech billionaire Karel Komárek, have signed a contract to build an underground gas storage facility in Dambořice in southern Moravia, worth 2.5 billion crowns. The two companies plan to pay half of the investment each. The storage facilities, which should be opened in the middle of 2016, will be able to hold 448 million cubic meters of gas. Lufthansa Airlines have announced that they will cancel most of their flights inside Europe on Thursday due to a planned employee strike over salaries. Passengers are advised that Frankfurt, Munich, and Dusseldorf flights from and to Prague will most likely be cancelled in the first part of the day. The strike is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. Central European time. The intercity bus operator student agency will start a new regular bus route between Brno and the South Bohemian České Budějovice on April 15th. The company is responding to customer requests. The pricing for the one-way trip is approximately 10% below the prices offered by the only other operator on this route. This month, student agency launched another route between Brno and Zlín. And for the weather, the warm and sunny weather will be replaced by another bout of cold in the upcoming days. Daytime highs will go from around 8 degrees down to around 3 degrees Celsius, with rain and snow expected in most of the country. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.